yin qi rhythm breathing. As I mentioned in the last section with the yang qi breathing, we're basically doing these two types of breathing patterns to either repel or attract. Well, the yin qi is designed to attract things. And you'll notice that overall, when we say yin qi, yin is an attracting force and yang is a repelling force. So as we go through the breathing, yang, just, you know, think of yang as repelling and yin as attracting. Yang is probably a little harder. Yin is going to be a little softer. And that's really how these things are going to go. So the yin qi rhythm is designed to attract things. And as you go through the manual, you'll see in certain areas where you're looking to attract things, whether it's people, animals, whatever, you can utilize this breath in order to get that to work for you. Now, when you're creating a yin qi rhythm, like I said, this one's a little more difficult because we're probably more used to breathing out harder than we are breathing in. Well, this one is going to be sucking the energy in, or the sucking the breath in more so than in the yang, where we're just doing a quick inhale. Well, you're going to be doing a longer inhale here and a quicker exhale. The same thing's true here as before. Even though we're doing a longer inhale, we're still popping the stomach out as we're doing it. Now, the exhale is going to be shorter. Obviously, the last one was a lot longer. Now, what you're going to want to do is try to get the inhale to last as long as you can. It'll be more difficult, like I said, to do the inhale at first than the exhale. You want to make sure that you're taking in airflow and not just making a sound. You're using the same sound, the ha sound, as you're doing it. You want to make sure that you're as comfortable as you can. In the beginning, it may not be. It's going to take you probably a week or so in order to get this to work. As far as both of these types of breathing methods are concerned, you're going to want to probably do these 5 to 10 times a day for the first week or two in order to get used to this type of breathing, because it is not a normal breathing type of pattern. Absolutely works when you put it in action, and so your body wants to get used to it. Now, what's the other benefits you're getting from this breathing? Is obviously, as you're learning to breathe better, you're learning to fully oxygenate the body as well. So these breathing methods, again, like all of the information that we're going to be going over, there's not just one reason why you do one thing or the other. We're not just doing the breathing so that we can do some parlor tricks and move some things or attract some things to us. There's always a dual purpose. And the other thing is that you are getting to fully oxygenate the body, which is going to make you stronger internally. It's going to make your organs more fresh. It's going to make you stronger overall as an internal. It's going to help you stronger aerobically as well. You'll find that your aerobic activities will increase in terms of where you used to have to do so much aerobics at one time in order to get a certain level of aerobic activity. By doing these breathing exercises, you'll notice that your time to get that aerobic fitness is going to be shortened. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a yin qi rhythm. And so again, I'm going to be doing, again from the back of the throat, a long inhale and a short exhale. Listen. And that's how you do the yin qi rhythm breathing. Practice this daily, get it to work for you. As you start to get it to work, if you really want to see if it attracts things, you can use it in many different ways, from some of the exercises that we give you to using it with people. If you're just using a yin type of qi in order to attract people to, you'll notice that it will be more comforting if you're doing it in a relaxed way, and it will bring people towards you, and it can bring animals towards you, which we could cover at a later time as well. So keep this in mind when you're doing the breathing exercises, that they're really a cornerstone to what we're doing here at the Qi Power Plus. So you're going to want to go ahead and get these breathing patterns down. Do not neglect these breathing patterns, because they're very instrumental in helping you to get all of the other techniques to work. But once you get them to work for you, you're going to be glad you did, not because of the repelling or attracting techniques that you can do, but the health benefits as well.